Okay, today is Daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Vav at the Mishnah on top. Hanorid ben Abayis, if somebody makes a neder not to go into the house, mutter ba'aliyah, he's allowed to go into the attic. Divrei Reb Meir, that's what Reb Meir says. Why? You'll see why. Becham omrim aliyah bechlal habayis. No, what are you talking about? If you say I'm not going into that house, you can't go into the house. But the second floor you're allowed to go into. What's the difference? And v'chacham omrim aliyah b'chal bayis. Of course, the aliyah is included. However, hanodim in aliyah, if you say I'm only not going into the second floor, mutter b'bayis, you're allowed to go into the house, says the Ran on top. Dili Reb Meir, aliyah lesa b'chal bayis. According to Reb Meir, the aliyah is not the house. When you say house, you don't mean the aliyah. For Rabbanan pligi aleha, Rabbanan argue, the Sfir Lehu, the Aliyah Bechlal Bayis, Aliyah is included in the house, Mihu, Moder, they agree, the Hanoder Min Aliyah, if you make a neder on the Aliyah, Mutter Bayis, you Mutter in the house. Very good. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana that says as follows, Babayis, this is talking about a house that gets Saras, Babayis, and we darshin Larabos es Hayatia. That includes the veranda, right? Bayis Larabos es Haliyah. And the word bayis includes the Aliyah. Who said that? Right? Amar of Chista, Reb Meir he. It must be Reb Meir. Why? The E Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, Ha'amri Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said, Aliyah bechlal habayis. Aliyah is for sure the house. So lamali kra l'ribuye. Lamali kra bayis l'ribuye. What do we need an extra word for to include that? It must be that Nedarim and Negoyim are not the same. So when it comes to Nedarim, Reb Meir says the Aliyah is not included. When it comes to Negoyim, Reb Meir says it is included. Why is it included? It just is. So therefore, there's an extra bias. How do I know it's included? Because there's an extra word there to include the Aliyah. But according to the Rabbanon, who hold that if you say you're not going into a house, anyway, you can't go into the Aliyah. So why should it be different than Hilchos Negoyim? Why should it be different?
What
are you talking about? I just said, bias. Yes, it is.
I know.
That the Gemara says Man Tana Babayis. Who is the Tana that says that when it says in Parashas Metzorah the word Babayis Larabos Es Hayetziah to include a veranda Larabos Es Aliyah to include an Aliyah? Who said that? It can't be Reb Meir. It must be Reb Meir. Why? Because over here Reb Meir said if you make an edda not to go into the house, you're allowed to go into the Aliyah. So why over there? Meaning, when it comes to the Darim, the Bayis and the Aliyah are different. So how come by Negoyim they're the same? Say why. Because there's an extra word, Bayis. That's why. They're different than Negoyim. But according to the Rabbanan, who hold that a Bayis means an Aliyah, so why should it be different than by Negoyim? So of course, Bayis means an Aliyah. So why don't I have an extra Pasuk to say something different? Doesn't make any sense. So Abaya Amar, Abaya says, no. Afilu Tema Rabbanan Bo Yikra. Even the Rabbanan could agree, you need a pasuk. How so? Sagadai Dachamina, I would think, the base Eretz Achuzaschem Tiv, that it says, base Eretz Achuzaschem, Mechuba Ara Shmei Bayis, only if it's attached to the ground. Only the first floor is called a bayis. Aliyah, Halo Mechuba Ara, Aliyah, Ha. A minute. Yeah, Aliyah, Halo Mechuba Ara. The Aliyah is not attached to the ground. Why? It's the second floor. I would have thought, for sure not included. No, even the Rabbanan need a pasuk to tell you it's included. Okay? Good? What?
It's a repair.
What do you mean? So it could be either one. Just because the Rabbanan over here say that if you make a neder on a house that includes the Aliyah, it doesn't mean that they would say the same thing by Negoyim. Why? Because Negoyim says, Beit Eretz Achuzaschem, I would say that means it has to be on the first floor. Comes along the extra lead, but no, even the second floor. Now, everything I just read to you. What? No. Well, no, I understand what you're saying. But let's say this is the goyim on the second floor. What? Right. So I wouldn't have been so. Listen to what the Ron's going to say in a minute. I could have thought that if there's negoyim on the aliyah, it doesn't count. That's not called tzaraas. I can't get there without going to the first floor. That doesn't do with that. It's not attached to the ground. Second floor. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, L'rabos es ha-yitziyah. We learn yitziyah to be veranda. How do I know that? That's what the art school calls it. Right? However, the Ran had kachi girsa b'nuschaos. Our girsa is, it means yitziyah. That a house includes a veranda. Right? Like a porch. V'amr b'tosfos, d'lo garsidon lay. Don't read that's the wrong girsa. Daha b'taras kahanim tanya ipcha. In Taras Kahanim it says the opposite. Kiros habayis v'lo b'kiros ha-yitziyah. Only the beams of the house, not the beams of the veranda. That's not included. So, lefikach kasav harav Rav Moshe Bar Shner. You ever heard of him before? Rav Moshe Bar Shner? Zatzal. What? D'lo garsinon hacha yitziyah. You shouldn't read the word veranda. Ela tzavua. A colored house. House that's painted. Now what did I say? It says in the Torah, Babayis, you're not allowed to have tzaraas in a house. L'rabos es ha-tzavua. Even if the house is painted.
Like the White House.
What?
White House.
No, any house that has paint in it.
Well, that's all on most houses.
Oh!
No, all houses are painted.
Klomar, who said then? Klomar, what? Exactly. Klomar, bayis, tzavua, bimine tzavuim. A house that's colored with different colors. And why on earth would I think that if it's painted, it's not, it can't be tzaraas, that I need a lemur to tell me no, it can be. Why? Learned that from clothing. Because if you have a colored garment, it can't get tzaraas on it. And if you do that, only white garments can get tzaraas. Why? The pishtim didn't change its color. It can't be a different color. How's that like that? You gotta paint this guy's house. You paint the house red. The wall's red. He can still get tzaraas over there. A shirt? No way.
It has to be a dimmer, deeper, darker thing. It has to tell the difference.
So what about a shirt?
I don't know. It doesn't say by shirt.
So, well, it doesn't say what?
Say that it has to be dark, dimmer, darker.
I don't know.
I don't
know if it's possible. You hear that? Very interesting. That's a different gear, so that the Ran mentions in the name of Rav Moshe Bar Shner. Okay. Next. So, okay, good. What? Because there's a Taurus Kahanim that says that there's no tzaraas in the veranda. There's no way if something funny appears in the veranda, it's not tzaraas. It's just not. And if you call Cohen over, he won't come.
In the house, the veranda coming also.
What?
If the tzaraas in the house, and the veranda attached to the house.
That I don't know. I don't know. But you hear what I'm saying? If you call up the Cohen, listen, I think I got tzaraas. He'll say, where is it? On my veranda. They go back to sleep. Right? Don't bother me. So there's a bright side that says that. So how can we say the opposite? So Kaman Azla, next. Kaman Azla had the Amr of Huna Barchia Mishmei De'ula. The guy says like this, Bayis Basi Ani Mochalach. A house of my house, I'm showing you. Right? I'm selling you a house of my house. Says a strange lesson like that. So Marehu Aliyah. So that means the Aliyah. Guy comes to the closing. Right, comes to the closing. So with no, I didn't sell you the house. It's only the second floor. Oh, you want the first floor also? That's going to cost you a little more money, right? So what? Taima the amale bias shebebesi ani mochalach. The house of my house. So that's a loophole. And then I'm only selling you the second floor. Aval bias stam, right? But if he says I'm selling you my house. Eino marehu aliyah. That of course does not include, does not mean the attic. It could mean also the attic, also the second floor, but you cannot say a house doesn't mean just the second floor. Impossible to say such a thing. Right? Right. Lema Rab Meirhi. So let's say that's a mayor who distinguished between a house and an aliyah. No, feel tem rabbanon. It could even be the rabbanon. Right? Ma, that what? Yeah, exactly. My aliyah. Then what does it mean when he said aliyah? Right? It means Mu'ula Shababatim, the best house I have. Not the, only the attic. No, that's not what he meant. I said, I didn't want to buy that house on Fifth Avenue. I wanted to buy the one in Woodbury, but cheaper. No. That's what we meant. The fancy one I have. Right? Okay. Next. Hanode min amita, if somebody sells a bed, mutar, not somebody sells a bed. If someone makes a neder, I'm not going in that bed. I'm not going in any beds. So can you sit on a couch? How about a chair? Ah, so Hanode min amita, mutar bedarbish. You're allowed to sit or lay on a dargish. Why? It's not a bed. What is it? We'll see in a minute. Divir Meir. No, a dargash is included in a bed. Okay? Hanodim in a dargash, but again, if you make a neder and only just not to sit in a dargash, then for sure, mutter bamita. You're for sure allowed to sit in a bed. Okay?
What's his fault? A bed becomes a
what? So, I don't know. My dargash, what's a dargash? What is that? Amar ula, arsa digada. A bed of good luck. Okay, what does that mean? So look at the, yes, it is Russian side. The Rush is Arsa Degada. It's all the way, and like almost halfway through for sure, all on the left side. It's Arsa Degada. He says, what? You see it? Mita, it's on the right side, but it's on the left side of the Rush. Mita, it's a bed. Ha'asuya l'mazal habayis. It's a bed that you should have luck in your house. What does that mean? Kidisya bipsachim, or Shabbos, whatever. Gad gedi v'sinak. Right? Gad gedi v'sinak, which means it's some kind of incantation about good luck. Lo ki shara da'atirusa nekir shemei. The officer, Sara means officer. The officer in charge of riches, the officer in charge of riches, his name is Nakir, which means to be clean. Naki. So you hear this Rush, Arishon saying, it's a bed of good luck, because the officer in charge of riches is called cleanliness. Cleanliness leads to riches. Therefore, Umatsui babayis hashomrim oso binakias. They very much, the officer, whose name is Nakir, wants to see that the house is clean, so he can give you riches. Lakach makinim tamid mita mutzas l'nakias. Therefore, they kept the bed that was always clean. Always made, always clean. I'm reading you the Rush. And therefore, when the officer in charge of would come, he'd see that dargish, ooh, this is a clean house. I'm going to give this place a bracha. Okay? It sounds like witchcraft, no? What is that? What is this? The Shitu Mikubetza says something. What? That's what it sounds like, right? That's what it sounds like. The Shitu Mikubetza says it's just a chair of kavod similar to a kisei shel Eliyahu. What is that? A kisei shel Eliyahu at a bris milah. You have a chair that nobody sits in. L'chora, supposedly Eliyahu Navi sitting in that chair. Is that kishus?
No.
That's okay, right?
That's
we're okay with that one. Everyone's okay with that one. What's the difference? What's the difference between that and that? They're both malachim.
This is covered for the malach.
This is to kiss up to the malach.
Huh?
One is to kiss up to the malach,
right,
and one is covered to the malach. Okay.
He's got to sit somewhere.
What?
He must have his own chair.
Okay.
He's not going to stand. Why should he stand? Make him a chair, right?
So why don't we put a chair Friday night for the malach and they come home?
I told you what people do, and I never saw that in print.
What's that?
What?
That one of the stanzas of Shalom Aleichem I once heard. So some don't say the last stanza. Some don't say it. Some don't say it. 99% say it.
No, they don't sing it.
Well, Shiftachem. I saw.
The Hasidim don't say it.
What? My brother
won't say it. Right. They say Shiftachem. Come sit down a little bit. Now you hear it. You might as well Shiftachem, then leave. So at least we're inviting you to sit down. Come bless me, then get out. No. Bless me, then stay, then get out. Right? Then leave. So So
the Gross says you don't say Brachot.
What?
The Gross says you don't say Brachot in the Shalom.
Right. Because okay, that's
you're asking the angels.
I understand. So that's not such a problem. You don't mean them. You mean they should be the intermediary for you. The point is, the Gemara says that, by the way. The Gemara says that angels accompany you home. It's a Gemara. It says every Friday night, the angels accompany you home. And if the house is all good, the good angel says, right, bless. So that's a Gemara. So anyway, I don't know what's going on here with the Tarish. It sounds like it. By the way, the Rush was no lightweight, right? It was a big tzaddik. And he didn't have a problem writing this. Didn't have a problem. It didn't bother him. This shot.
He's just recording a custom.
What?
He's recording
a custom. If he felt it was a problem, he would have said. He wasn't shy. About what? The what?
Kaparis.
Oh, yeah.
You're making up money for a whole year. You're making up money for a whole year.
By the way, you know where the Minhag of Kaparis is written?
Where?
In the Mechaber. Or the Ramah, one of them. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. They're also big tzaddikim. It didn't bother them. Yeah. Right? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not some chassidish thing. It's in the Shulchan Aruch.
It only bothers Peter.
What? Yeah, I heard about that. That's crazy.
They want to outlaw it.
I know. Anyway, that's what a dargish is. So if you make a neder, I'm not going to sleep on a bed, it doesn't include that. Either pshat, either no one touched it, it stayed there for the malach to get rich, or it was like a covenant thing like kisi shel Yoh Anovi. Either way, you didn't mean that. So if you happen to sit on it, you didn't violate your neder. That's all we said so far. Amrulei Rabbanan Le'ula Haditnan, but one second. We have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that when the Kohen Gadol was sitting Shiva, Kishain Mevarin Oso, when they would pay a Shiva call to him, Kal Ha'am Musubin Al Aretz, everybody would sit on the floor. He's still the Kohen Gadol. Just because he's sitting Shiva, he doesn't become not the Kohen Gadol, but Vahu Meshiv Al Darvish. And he sits on a Darvish. So either Pshat doesn't make any sense. Why? Kula Shadehei Lo Yasiv Ahu Aleh Ahu Yom Yasiv Aleh. The whole year nobody touches this thing. No one touches it. All of a sudden he's sitting Shiva. Now he sits on that? A funny thing. Right? The Ran says in the bottom line, Ad Achshav, until now, Lo Yeshiv Al Oso Mita. Nobody sits on that. Shaharei Munachas Hi L'Sar HaBayith. Because it's given over for the Sar of the Bayith. Whatever that means. What? The Malach, or maybe like Eliyahu Hanavi type of thing, right? Hashta, the Avel, who Yasev Aleh. Now there's another who sits there. Mehecha Tepeglon. Where'd that come from? Right? So what does that mean?
How would that represent a Bailus anyway?
What?
How would that represent a Bailus anyway?
No, it's to show that he's that even though he's not a Bailus, he's still the Kohen Gadol. So he doesn't sit on a low chair. So where should he sit? Let's put him on the Dargish. That's all. Even, it's an exception for the rules of a Bailus. He's still the Kohen Gadol. So where should he sit? On the Dargish. The whole year no one sits on that. All of a sudden now? Maskal Ravina, what are you talking about? Midi Dehavi Abasav Yayin. It's no different than Basar and Yayin. The Kula Shaita, the whole year, Eboy Achil, Eboy Lo Achil. You want to eat wine? Eat. You don't want it? You don't have to. Hahu Yoma Anan Yavinale. Now he's an oval, that first Suda, we make him eat wine. Drink wine, eat meat. I don't want to. I'm head under the head for you. I just lost a parent, I just lost a relative. I don't want to. Doesn't matter. Now you have to. So, that's not a kasha. The fact that we make him sit on a dargish, yeah, you're right. It's a funny thing. The whole year not, and now we do. Elohak kasha. Here's the kasha. The Tanya, dargish, lohaya, kafuhu, they wouldn't turn it over. Ella, zokafo. Rather, they would leave it upright. Right? There's some kind of something called, in the olden days, called turning over the bed. We're not sure what it is. Whatever it is, they didn't do it for a dargish. Right? Via marta arsa de dagahu. And if you're telling me that an arsa means in arsa de gada, it's some kind of good luck thing. Vatanya, I don't need you to tell me that you don't have to turn over the dargish. Why? Because you don't turn over any bed you don't sit in. Vatanya, hakofes mitaso. You have to turn over the bed. Lo mitaso bolvadhu kofa. Not only that, elakol mitos chiesh lo bezach abaisu kofa. You have to turn over every bed. So why are you singling out the dargish? Every bed gets turned over. So why are you singling it out? That makes sense.
It's just not a normal bed.
Exactly. So Gwen says, holo kasha. Midi dahave amita hamiyuchedes lekelim. I would have thought it's a mita that's miyuchad for kelim. the Tanya. Im haisa mita mechas zekelim ain't tarich lukov. So if it's a mita that no one sits on, use it for storage that you don't have to turn over. I would have thought maybe the same thing over here by the Dargish. No, comes along the yes, you have to turn it over. So that's not a kasha. Ela I kasha ha kasha. This was my kasha. V'detanya, we shouldn't make a little omer, Dargish, when you have a Dargish. Now, I didn't know what on earth was flying here, so I looked at the art scroll. And they have a lot of pictures. So basically, a bed in the olden days was just a frame with ropes, and then they would put some sheet over the ropes and you'd sleep on that sheet or a mattress, right? So Shimon Gamliel says, Dargish, Matir Karbitov, undo all the ropes, for who? No, for Me'elov. And then it'll just fall. The mattress will fall. It's not resting on anything. V'i Dargish, Arsad Degadahu, but if it's just a bed for good luck, so Karbitan Me'isle, you don't even have ropes. Who needs the rope? It makes such a fit. Don't make yourself crazy, right? Kiyosa Ravin, Amar, he said, Sha'il Te'elahu Be'rabanan, I asked this question to the Rabbanan, Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arva Shmei, specifically him, Davishchiach Meshuka Detali, he hung out by the shuk of the leather craftsman, that's where he hung out, for whatever reason. Ramalini told me, my Dargish, what's a Dargish? Arsa Detala, it's a wooden bed, a bed out of leather, a leather bed, that what? Yeah, it's a leather bed. So look at Duran. Duran says in the third line, "Mita shel ar." It's a bed of leather. V'tolin ritzuos bisfas ha'ar saviv, and you hung ropes of leather all around. V'kishirotzim l'natoso, and when you wanted to turn it over, right? Onvin ha'ritzuos baruchas hamita, undo all the leather straps. And then it'll fall by itself. That's the karbita. That's what he means. And you don't want the leather to get ruined by the ground. So the machlokas over here, you don't want what's going to happen to the ropes. It's going to get all ruined. So you raise the bed higher, you don't have to turn it over. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I saw the article, I wasn't 100% sure what that means. The point is, it's a bed made with leather straps. That's all you need to know. Itmar, ezehu mita ve'ezehu dargash. So what's the difference between a bed and a dargash? So, Amar v'yirmiya, mita, amita, Misargin osa agaba, dargish misargin osa migufo. There's two ways, and the article has pictures of it. There are two ways you can have, again, what is the bed in those days? It was a frame, right? It was a rectangle with four legs. And on the rectangle, they would have ropes interwoven, and then they put a mattress on top of it. And you go on the mattress. How the ropes are interwoven, that's the difference between a dargish and a mita. There's one of two ways. Either you can have in this, like the picture in the article, the side of the bed, you can have holes and the ropes going through the holes on the side of the bed. That's one way to do it. Or you can have the ropes wrapped around the posts, the frame of the bed. One of two ways. One's a mita, one's a dargish. What the big difference is, I don't know. Okay?
Price.
What?
Price.
So, that's what he says. Amar Birmia, Mita, a bed is Misarginos al Gaba. You have the robes over the frame. And Dargish, Misarginos Megufo. The Dargish, no, the robes go through the frame. That's the difference.
It must be better wood.
What's that? And that may say, one second. Cleates, a wooden cle, right, we know that a keli is not makabel tuma until it's finished. A half a kli is not makabel tuma because it's not a kli. So mekliates, me'emesai makabel tuma. When does a kliates become finished? When it's considered done, now it's makabel tuma. Amita, a bed. Varisa, a cradle. Mishiyashbum ba'or hadag. When you smear it with the fish, with the skin of a fish, which is some kind of finish.
Like a lacquer.
Some kind of finish, right? Now, one second. V'imita Mr. Regis al-gaba. But if a bed means that the ropes go over the frame, lamali sfas shipas oradat.
You don't see it.
You don't see it anyway. Why do you have to lacquer it? You're not going to see it. So the Gemara says, Ella havaha migufan. You're right. A both, a darvish and a mita, the ropes go through the frame. Mita, aule, vafuke, bibizini. Dargish, aule, vafuke, bakbas, bavkasa. Right? So one of them, what does this mean? The bed, you go through the frame of the bed itself. And a dargish, it goes through loops. Right? In other words, I don't know what does that mean? Is that? Yeah, they're making it. Yeah, I saw that picture. So walls go through the bed. One might be connected to the ropes. The ropes attached to each other, and in the dargish, the ropes might attach to some loops.
One more rope that goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Not like a shoelace.
Right.
It goes like a shoelace.
And one doesn't. Right. Amar Yaakov Baracha Amar Rebbe Mita Shenaklita a Mita that what Shenaklita? Shenaklita what? Double posted Yotzin Zakofo Vidayo. You what does that mean? What does that mean? A canopy bed. Mita shenaklata yotzin zoko v'dayo. If a mita has a canopy bed, what is a canopy bed? We think it's like some bed from the Roman period. That's not what it means. It means like a tent. You have a post in the beginning and a post at the end. You have a bar going across. You just drape over a sheet, right? So if they have a bed like that, what does that mean? So zokvo v'dayo. You turn it over and it's good enough. Stand it upright. Stand it upright. I'm Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. I'm Rav Shua Ben Levi. Halacha like Rav Shua Megam Leil. Halacha like Rav Shua Megam Leil.
What? Why do we have darkish anymore?
Why do we have what?
Why don't we have darkish anymore?
I don't know. I'm not sure we know what it is. What? There are people that have like that.
Yes.
It's very rich people. The average people don't have that. Right?
They have rooms
you don't go into? Who does that? Only wealthy people. Yeah. It works for them.
People have part of the house that nobody goes into.
I understand. But it's not a common thing. No? Okay, next. Mishnah. Hanodim in Ha'ir, if someone says, I'm not going to go into that city, Mutter Likanes B'Tchum Shalir, you're allowed to go into the Tchum of the city. Okay, which is 2,000 amos surrounding the city. The utterly consciously ibura, but you can't go into the ibura of the city. It comes from the word ibur, which means pregnant. Every city, for terms of halachas eruv and other halachas, had like a little bit of an extra part to the city, 70 amos. You can't go into that. Avol hanodim and abayis. If someone makes an edit not to go into a house, usher mina agaf uvilafnim. You can't go into the agaf. What's the agaf? What? The door frame.
It has very, very thick walls.
They're very thick walls, so you can't even go under the door frame. We call that the mashkov. Even that you can't go into. Okay. Minalan, the ibura demasa kimasa dami. How do you know the ibura? Like I said, it means pregnant. Like a belly, like a mother, a woman of a belly who's pregnant, it sticks out a little bit. So the sticking out portion of a city, how do you know that's considered part of the city? Amar B'Yochanan, Amar Kra, it says, by Yoshua, in Yoshua, Vayehi B'Yos Yoshua B'Yericho. When Yeshua was in Yericho, right? And V'Mai B'Yericho, what does it mean he was in Yericho? The story is, by Yericho. So what does it mean he was in Yericho? Ilehi B'Yericho Mamish, but he was in Yericho? Can't be. V'Aksiv, it says, V'Yericho, so Geres, Umus Geres. No one's coming in and out of that place.
There's
a wall around it. No one's coming in and out. What do you mean, in the city? El Shmamina Bibura. He must have been in the Ibur part of the city. Where else could he be? He was right outside. And that's considered part of the city. I was reading something yesterday. Yericho is the oldest city in the world? That's official. That's what they say. That's the claim. Whether it's true or not, nobody knows. That's... What? Not the same place, right? It's, yeah. Anyway, yeah, here. Any, it's an aim, it's interesting. Ama, it's probably not true. But it's the oldest city. Even the original Yeriko. That city.
It's the original document city.
Right, right. Ama afila b'tchuma. So maybe it means he was even in the tchum of the city, Yeshua. Maybe even within 2,000 amos. Why does it have to be dafka be only over there? Haksiv b'tchuma. Because it says, what does it mean? One second. No, it says by the tchum that it's not considered part of the city. What is it? It's something else. It's not part of the city. Then we said, if you make a neder, I'm not going to go into the house, then you can't go. Can you go into the yard? Yes. Can you go into the chatzar? Yes. Can you go into the porch? Yes. Can you go under the door? No. That's the cutoff. Right? But if from the outside of the door, lo, that's not included. That's okay. Masav or Mari, one second. It says, when you have a house with Saras, it says, V'yotza min ha-kohen min ha-bayis, the Kohen will leave the house and declare the house has Saras. Yachal, I would think, Yelich lebeitho v'yiskar. He has to leave the house and close the door. Talmud Lomar, El Pesach ha-bayis. No, it can even be at the entrance. You can be underneath the door frame, the yaskar, and close the door. Talmud Lomar, min habayis. So it says no, min habayis. Ad shiyeti min habayis kulo. You have to leave the whole house. So how does that work? Where are you? Right, you can't be in, you can't be out. Haketzad, omed b'tzad hamashkov. You stand next to the mashkov, the yaskir, and you close the door. How do you know if he leaves the house and closes the door? That's good enough. Talmud Lomar, v'hizkir is a bayis mikol makom. So what's the question? The question is, right, that...
You see that the mashkov is allowed to be in.
Exactly. You see that the mashkov you're allowed to be in.
Right.
So how can you be allowed to be in the mashkov for purposes of Taraz? Be not allowed to be in the mashkov for purposes of neder? The answer is because they're not the same. Shiny, gabi bayis, diktiv. Mena bayis, achietz, mena bayis kulo. Right? By taras, it's different. It's a different standard. And that's what a different halacha. Alright? Very good? Excellent. Everybody have a very good day, and we will pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah.
The car.